Father, we want to thank you and bless your name. We bow to your sovereignty this morning. We ask, oh God, that your presence will brood upon us. Meet everybody at the point of their knees. Speak to us. Change our hearts. Deliver us from evil. Let your grace come upon us. Do amazing things with us and in us and for us. In Jesus' precious name, everybody say a big amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord, somebody. Glory to God. Can you take your seat in God's presence? Hallelujah. We want to share on commitment in God's family. Tell your friend, we are part of God's family. Now, everybody is born into a family and thereby committed to a group of people. God wanted a family, and so he created you to be part of it. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 5, in the New Living Translation, 1:5, New Living Translation, the Bible says that it gives God great pleasure for you to be part of his family. Can I have somebody who is going to work with me fast, please? Bible says God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. So through Jesus Christ, anybody who gets connected to Christ and receives Jesus as his Lord and Savior, he is brought to become part of God's own family. So tell somebody, I'm part of God's family because Jesus is my Lord and Savior. And the Bible said this is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So it gives God great pleasure for you to be part of his family. You didn't hear me? I said it gives God. You see, the president of Ghana or America or something may not have great pleasure for you to be part of his family, but as for God, it gives me a great pleasure that you are part of his family. Now, when we are part of a family, you receive all the good things in that family. So when we place our faith in Jesus, we join the family of God. We join the family of God. God becomes, take note of this. When you join the family of God, God becomes our father. And we become his children. And other believers become our brothers and sisters. And the church becomes our spiritual family. Did you understand that? I want to say again, when you give your life to Jesus as your Lord and Savior, God the Father becomes your father. Or let's say all of us together, God becomes our Father. That's why in the Lord's Prayer we say our Father in heaven. And being part of the family now, we become God's children. And if you're a child, it means that you have a right to the inheritance of your parents. And other believers become your brothers and sisters. And the church becomes our spiritual family. So the person sitting by you is your brother and sister. The church is not tribalistic nor nationalistic. Amen.
Amen.
It's not tribalistic nor nationalistic.
We
have been washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus as one people. So God, when you become a Christian, give your life to Jesus, God is your father. You have become a child of God. Other believers are your brothers and sisters. And the church is your spiritual family. Amen.
Amen.
So tell someone, this is my family.
Amen.
Now, there are two types of birth. We've got a physical birth and a spiritual birth. Your physical birth is by the spermatozoon and the egg of your parents. But to be part of the spiritual family, you must be born again and confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. In John chapter 3, verse 5, John chapter 3, verse 3 and 5 and 6, in New Living Translation, John chapter 3, verse 3 and then verse 5 and 6. Jesus said, I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Then the verse 5 says, I assure you, no one can enter into the kingdom of God without being born of water and of the Spirit. So what's the meaning of being born of water and of the Spirit? I will come in there. He said, I assure you, no one can enter. Verse 6, please. Just do the verse 6 and I'll come back there. He said, human can reproduce only human life. But the Holy Spirit is the one who gives birth to the spiritual life. So when somebody is giving birth to, it's just a human life, biological life, with what we call bios that you have. But because we sin against God, through Adam and Eve, the sin nature is in us.
And
to be cleansed by that, Jesus died on the cross for us. And anybody who accepts what Christ has done for you, and you confess it, you accept it, then your sins are wiped away. It's like when you go and pick some stuff at the Accra Mall, you are owing Accra Mall. But when somebody comes around and says that whatever you bought is on my ticket, it means that you don't have to pay Accra Mall, the person pays for you. And so when we sin, instead of we dying for our sins, Christ died in our place, and so we don't have to die. So Christ died spiritually, so Amen. That we can have a spiritual life.
Amen. And to say, Amen. Yaya boni mpono. Esan se nenge esi yewu ya boni mono. Yesu ababe uama yeniti no sa boni no odi achain.
That's why we sing. We chaya ka dia mami ogwamba. Nimo jano Listen,
anybody who is born into this world is a slave to sin. He's a slave to drinking. He's a slave to womanizing. He's a slave to foolishness. He's a slave to the devil. Anything the devil tells you to do, you know, he's your puppet master who controls you. Is that right? But when you give your life to Christ, now you don't belong to him again. You are no more a slave to him. So Christ now becomes your slave master. He is the one who controls you because he paid the price for your sins.
Amen. Obia ya wona to asase su bia no, wo ye bone akwa, obonsam de dinu so. Na se o se san adwen na se wo ji nyankopon edi a, oba be je wo na wo yi wo, na ono na oba be di wo so, wo nye akwa wo bone mu biem.
Amen. That's why I say that humans produce only human life. And a human life is susceptible to sin, and I mean, it's under the influence of the devil.
But
the Holy Spirit gives birth to the spiritual life. That's why it says that he that is born of the flesh is flesh, is fleshly. So if you are born by just your mother's egg and your father's spermatozoon that came together to form a gametes and you came out of it, then you are subject to the weaknesses of your father and your mother. Are you here with me?
Amen.
Yes. But when you give your life to Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to overshadow you and overpowers the weakness of your mother's, you know, background and your father's background, so that you can now live a holy life, a pure life, a life that reflects the glory of God.
Amen. See, I want to know my family. We are born. Nipa, we are your mom. And then you are born. And I say, Papa, and then you are born. And then you beat me by also. And I say, oh, Baba, Jesus Christ, dear.
Now, in the John 3:5, but one Bible says that unless a man be born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Some people think that, oh, then it's maybe is it baptism? So if I'm baptized, no, that it's not talking about that. The water there is symbolizing the word of God, that the water of the word that cleanses you. And I will give you a scripture in that, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. 26, so that you can get it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Said Johanny, it's Remy and said, Jemunum, Ekase, say, Yango, any, in Siomua, and Yadia, Ubet me Ababe, Ubet me a court, or Australia, him, Mono, Yana Binum Jane said, in Sio, say, in Sio, and I said, Ekase, a Honemo, Nemum, in Sioni, Yanko Ponsem,
New King James,
you know, any a day, ever.
Ephesians 5. It says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Verse 26. That he might what? He cried, might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. Amen.
Amen.
Now the church is the bride of Christ. Now when you get a woman, it is your responsibility to make the woman nice.
Amen.
You didn't say amen.
Amen.
Some of you are thinking of depending on the women. You are the one to session them.
Amen.
You are the one to polish them up.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe the background, you see, you must polish your wife, you know, into the way you want your wife to become.
Amen.
Amen. You have to let her look nice, succulent, beautiful. Session her. Be nice to her. Amen.
Amen.
That's what he's talking about here. Look at the scripture. I am preaching the Bible.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Look at the Bible. That he might what? Sanctify. When you get a woman, what? You sanctify me. You set her apart. To sanctify means what? She becomes special.
Amen.
And you cleanse her with the washing of water. So Christ sanctifies us from the world and cleanses us with what? With the washing of water by the word.
Amen. Amen.
So it's the word of God that cleanses us. Amen. And that's why nobody really gets saved or born again without the preaching of the word of God.
Amen.
That's why Bible says, how can they be saved except they receive a preacher? So it's the preaching of the gospel that changes people and turns their lives around. Amen.
Amen. Nyankopɔn asɛm no ɛne hohoro yɛ ho. Sɛ said the episode for woman ekano se oye okunu a ese se wodo yire na osiesie no kama na enu mu na onyankopon so ebe wohor ho no ate ne ho e wo se oware a ohwa oyire na oye kama enye se bia wo ba betete na na se bibia na se oye saa na onyankopon ese na sem no ode be wohor no ho enti de ode be wohor no ho no enye bibi fufuro bia enyankopon asem no ye ne ode wohor nipa ho.
Amen.
Amen.
And Romans chapter 10 verse 9 and 10. Now, when you are washed by the word, Romans 10, 9 and 10, the Bible says that if you now confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So to be saved, you must what? You must confess with your mouth. You must believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then it explains the verse 10. For with the heart, one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation.
Amen.
So once you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you become part of the body of Christ. You see, even to become a national of a particular nation, let's say you're a Ghanaian, you go to America, you want to become an American, you don't just become an American by just filling form. One day they call you forward, and then you have to renounce, you know, your Ghanaian citizenship, and then you now declare that now from today I want to become an American citizenship. So with you must believe in your heart and with your mouth what you are saying from that moment forward, you become an American, and so you have all the rights and the privileges of an American. So in the same way too, when you confess Jesus, you receive all the rights and the privileges of the family of Jesus Christ, which is the family of God. God becomes your father, Jesus becomes your brother, other people become your brothers and sisters, the church, which is the bride, becomes your family.
Amen. Amen. Send a Roman for Asem Nekano. So, Opera, Obabe Kenya, Kupo, Busio, Kunua, I was set Opaimu, Ekao Bonnie, now Ojitum, say Opera, Obabe Kano, now Jao Pau, Huachi, now Baba Somono. Now, say Opera, even Christ, Opera, call American, as Opera, ya American, yeah. And yes, I would hear, and I just say, I do what to say, American, Ube Jai, O Maya, now Ufrimono, Bepa, Omo, now I can say, my Baba, ya American. Na ye do when him am our baby American. It is a open set of Benjamin.
Now, what do I no pay mu?
Now, do I no pay mu cancer? Open set of ye American in our man who be any horn of my office of free store. Sir, now, open set of ye, Yanko Pombusuania. I was set with the one who pay mu cancer. Yes, you know, cry no, I jink one. No dinner cheer.
Amen. The anupemu is very important.
Yes.
The opinion of the man say anupemu.
Anupemu.
Now, you see, when I just said, the Holy Spirit told me, you see, especially for many of you young people. When a guy is being nice, it's not automatic that, you know, he wants to marry or whatever. No matter how nice a guy is, don't never give your heart to the person until he has opened his mouth and say, I am interested in you and I want to marry you. Because some people are just nice and some people can play with your emotions. Are you here with me?
Amen.
They can play with you. So when a guy is playing around you, sending you messages and things, you have to ask sometimes, what is the meaning of this? Yeah, because Bible says, do not stir up love. And don't assume also that because he's buying you boxes of chocolates, and you are also receiving the box of chocolate. You see, one day, a guy was sending a lady a lot of things. Who could buy her 22 pairs of shoes. When she travels, yeah. And by here, I'm talking, this is a real story. This is not a fiction. Give a lot of things. And the lady too are receiving. If you give a girl 22 pairs of shoes and she receives it, don't you think that she thinks that, me too, I like this person? There are some gifts when people give to you and you accept it, it means that you have put your neck into something. And she kept receiving a gift. Then one day the guy comes and says, I think I like you. He said, I only took you as a Christian brother. Oh, what do you mean? Yeah. Another brother too was going to the sister's place and eating. At the university, he would go and eat lunch and go and eat dinner. Lunch and dinner consistently till at a certain that he was not coming again. So the sister was wondering, why is he not coming around? Then they found out that the brother has now veered into another place. So you called the brother. I said, brother, this I don't see you. Why are you not coming? I thought we're in something. He said, no. I was only visiting you.
That's why I'm telling you that. It's a word.
Amen.
So never give your heart, no matter what anybody does, till he opens his mouth to say, I so so and so, I love you. Even I love you, it doesn't mean anything. I love you for what? Yes, I love you for what? And some of you are following the boys, handbag, handbag, handbag. You know, your handbag is everywhere you go, your handbag is with you. You know, what, are you a handbag? So what is the meaning of this? Ask. Open your mouth. Ask questions. What is the meaning of this? I'm not into this this morning, so it's okay. It's okay. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Emma Bawano, Samone Bema Inya Ayongufa. Nessa Bema no, at Tony Emma Mau. Now, oh yeah, and there may be Mau no who said, a dear F. Nayoda. And says, Uano, Susu, Trimuse, Odo. So many Biena, now Pay Mukase, Odo. Now, don't know crowd, though, saying, or those officers of Babena who come for an answer, they saw to me Trimu. The Sanqua, yes, sir. Ebia, now, Adiana Oyeno. San or Tier, now, so Nebia on Pell, sir, or no Baba Betina. Until said Bibiano, it was any funny Paimu, no can, Pepe, said the Bayer, Bibia Bayer, Pepe.
So now, when you become a Christian, you are called to belong and not just to believe. That's what I am called to belong. Amen. If you are Ghanaian, you belong to Ghana. Amen. If you are Nigerian, you belong to Ghana. If you see, if you are born into a family, you belong to the family. You don't just only believe your Bible, you belong. That's why I belong. So you belong to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And if you are in Springs of Life, it means that you belong to Springs of Life. Say, I am a family member. Amen.
Say your friend will Christo Sumua. What can Christo Ebusiano ho? And yes, Ujidiqua. And he said, oh yeah, Springs of Life near. What can home? And yes, Uji Springs of Life di.
So now, though your relationship with Christ is personal, it is not private. Write it. Though your relationship with Christ is a personal relationship, you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it's a personal relationship, it is not private. And I'm going to explain it.
Woni Yesu ehon enkita hodie no eye wonko ade nanso enye kokoam.
It's like a marriage.
It is aware.
Marriage is between a couple, two love birds.
Eye enipa mienu,
but many people are connected to it.
Nanso nipa bebre ne ka ho.
Amen.
Amen.
So in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19, the Bible says that we are still a family. Ephesians 2:19. New Living Translation. I like it. He says, so now, you Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are citizens along with all of God's holy people. You are members of God's family. That's why I'm a member of God's family.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Romans 5:17. So through the death of Christ, we have all been saved and we belong to God's spiritual family. Romans 5:17. For the sin of this one man, Adam caused death to rule over many. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of righteousness. For all who receive it will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Aman aman for no monye aman frafo moka Yesu abusuakue no ho. Sana Roman.
And in 1 Timothy 3:15, New Living Translation, 1 Timothy 3:15, New Living Translation. It says, so that if I'm delayed, you will know how people must conduct themselves in the household of God. That this is the church of the living God, which is the pillar and foundation of the truth. So the church is what? Yeah, it's a family. Amen. Yeah.
Asare no eye ebusua.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, anyone who remember that we are created for community. Say, I'm the creator for community. Yeah, you have been created for community. That is why Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. Say, I've been created for community. So he said, don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others also. We have been created. Eh? Some people, when they go, they don't talk to anybody. Eh? They don't chat with anybody. They don't, whatever.
No, it's not good. It's not good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even when you are traveling, you go to the airport and somebody, you are sitting there, learn to say hello, hello. You know, and then I'm going here. Maybe you are too tired. And so all of a sudden you can fall asleep. And they can call for the flight. But because you didn't say hello, hello, when and nobody around you knows where you are going, when they call for your flight, you will still be snoring. And the people will leave you. By the time you wake up, the flight is gone because you ignored people around you. So when you are in a family, you don't ignore them. You are born into a community. Amen. A community. Somebody say a community.
A community.
Yes.
Abrebian and Shawun Kwan would diem. She afu from su diem. Se u tu kwan pokrane se uko babia ukwa kofa eluprenua. Ukwa e wase ubi et wonchenya. Wachiano na se eko basa wotina sena wa bre ne se ufe muda. Ne se emrasu se eluprenu etua. Se de beya uni pakro benya no.
Somebody lived in an area he never had any relationship with the neighbors. And then one day, one afternoon, some people came there, you know, acting like carpenters, you know, and they were removing things and all those kind of things. No, no, they were thieves. And nobody questioned them. Nobody, because you don't talk to anybody. So why should they get close to your house to ask, who are you? Before you read, they had ransacked everything in the place. They ransacked everything. Eh? Even took their wedding band that they had left there. You know, for whatever reason, somebody left ring and money, took everything away. So remember that we have been created for what? Community. And number two, we have been fashioned for fellowship. Hebrews 10, 25. Say, I've been fashioned for fellowship. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. He said, let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of Christ's return is drawing near. Amen. Let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do. So way back, people were neglecting the meeting, neglecting fellowship, neglecting coming to church meeting, family meeting. So when we are coming to church, when we come to church, it's a family meeting. Someone say it's a family meeting. And I told you that a family is for life. And in a family, we are not there to condemn each other. We are there to, you know, encourage each other, to correct each other, to help each other. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
This morning, when I combed my hair, you know, and then my little daughter came and said, as I was getting ready, she came and said, Daddy, you have not combed this side of your hair well. You see, so she had to come and correct me. She had to come and edge me on. She had to come and encourage me. And then I said, which shoe should I wear? Do I wear this? And he said, Daddy, this one is better. So as you are in a family, people help you to, you know, shape in your life so that your life will become better.
Ano pe mi ba sorry kra no na mi tri wi ni nya minunu mu nwie na nso no me baba ko be ka chira mi se daddy wa nunu wa chi mi bi sa ne se mpaboa be na me mfanhye ma o chira mi sa na ebusuaku yo mutie ye tenetene ye ho.
Amen. Sometimes when I'm even going to the barbering shop, I go with somebody, and then after I say what is your opinion, what is your opinion, you to check and see. Yeah, because I'm a public figure. And so maybe that, you see, yeah, I'm a public figure. Yeah, maybe the barber would have just barbered my way in my hair in some way. You know, so, but you are my family member. If this grace comes, it comes to you also. So what do you think? What do you see? Then say, okay, it's fine, it's okay. No, there's a need for this and that. And then the barber does it. So I don't leave my hair to the total control of the barber. I've done that before, and I didn't like the head he gave me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what I'm trying to say is that we have been fashioned for what? We have been created for community, fashioned for fellowship, and we have been formed for family.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Say it after me. I've been created for community, fashioned for fellowship, and formed for family. Amen. Yeah, form for what? Family. In fact, even some schools, they see themselves as a family. Yes.
when a school member is doing something. One day I was traveling from one state in America and I met a lady and we're chatting. When the lady was coming to Ghana and to go to Takoradi, when the lady got to know that one of my daughters ever went to Wesley Girls High School, she said she was going to pass there to visit her. Yes, because she said herself as a family member and now she's making a sister, a family member. So if even in school they see themselves as family, then in the church, which God has defined that we are a family, you cannot detach yourself. And that you have to flow. Tell somebody, flow.
School ayo kokora ebi no mu ho mo so mo ye abusuafo na na nka mpese asori ayeba nti ye ka kire ote se wo ba asori a any nipa enkasa.
So anyone who thinks he doesn't need, some people say me, for me, I don't need a church, I don't need anybody, I don't need, I have my money, I have my marriage, I don't need, hey,
binu mo ka se me dia ma ware mi wo mi sika mi wo bi bia nti mi hia obi a.
You know your problem, you are either ignorant or arrogant.
Na
either you are either ignorant or arrogant. A situation comes into your life, you will know that you need somebody around you. You will need somebody around you. You are either ignorant or you are arrogant.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
But the Bible describes the church as the bride of Christ. And because of that, you must love the church. That's why they love the church. And be serviceable unto the church. And when you read Exodus 23:25 and 26, they say, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and water. So anything that you do in the church, your sweeping, your cleaning, your prayer for the church, your join of a group and a department, whatever you are doing, God is going to reward you. In Job chapter 36 verse 11, if they shall obey and serve him, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in plenty. Are there people who want prosperity? I want prosperity.
You
want to do well in life?
Just serve God.
He will reward you. Amen.
Amen.
So, why must you belong to the church? Because the church is a spiritual family. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the difference between a church member and a church attender is commitment. Amen. Someone say commitment.
Yes.
The difference between just a member and attender is commitments. Last night, as I was preparing this, my mind went to, you know, the Western world. Even their shopping malls, sometimes they give cards. That maybe you belong this particular shop. Then they'll give you a card. So people who shop there regularly, they get a discount. Yeah. You get a discount because they see you as a member. You are committed to their products. You are committed to the welfare of that particular shop. And so they give you a certain card. The moment you go and show your card, straight away, you are getting a discount because you are seen as a family member of that shop. So when you become a member of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is a certain blessing.
Amen.
When you fly with a particular, you know, airline, sometimes you can accumulate miles to the extent that there are even times that you can get a flight for free or just only for a partial sum because of the fact that they see you as a member. So they move you. Maybe you are a blue flyer, then they move you, you become, you know, a silver person, then you are giving you more perks, then you get to maybe gold and then platinum. And so even where you sit, When you are checking, where you sit is different. Your food is different. Everything is different because you are a member. And so when you become a member of the church, there is a special blessing that you get. May you receive a special blessing.
Amen. Se wutu kwan kwa manoni a omo mutu tu kwan kwa manane no. Se ofa erupre ba ko a. Sa erupre fo omo moye eho enhyehyeye no. Omo beti se ofa ebetimi abase se ofa ba ko pe no ano a. Ubetimi enya ebedrum rebi no. Na se wo kokora ko tu kwan a ye te wo so ana se ebetimi kura ba se ebedrum rebi no ansha ebedrum rebi no ansha kutu kwan kura na kuntu ahye.
Number two, church attendees are spectators and church members are participators. So attendees.
Omo mo ba asori ankasa no. Omo ye behwe adefo. Na omo a motu omo ho si ho wo asori mu no. Omo na eye asori ni.
When you go to the football stadium, you will see those who are members of the team playing, and then there are those who are spectators. So the spectators are on the stands. They don't play. And interestingly enough, the attendees are oftentimes criticizers. But the members are builders. They build. Amen? Yeah, that is why you see, when when you see, especially in the Western world, you know, Ghana, you people are not faithful with their teams. The moment they score their team, they insult all their team members. They even want to beat them up. You know, yeah, they want to beat them up and things like that. But I lived in a particular place in Europe where behind my house was a sports stadium. And the team there was not a very strong team. But when they are scoring them, you still see that they shout the loudest. When they are shouting, I was thinking that they were winning, but they were beating them. But they still were supporting their team and building them up and urging them on. And even after the match, when they have been beaten, they still will remove their shirt and be shouting their team. That no matter what, their team is their team. And so when you are in a family, no matter what that goes on, your family is your family. Your church is your church. And there's no family that is perfect. Amen?
Amen.
There's no family that is perfect. So as we are even in a church, we are not asking that we are perfect. We are not looking for perfection. We want to hold each other up. We want to stand with each other. We want to support each other. We want to say that you are my brother. You are my sister. You are my brother. You are my sister, so take me by the hand. Grace, do you know how to sing that song? Do you know the song?
So why are you not singing? When we walk,
you don't need your shoes to sing. Yeah.
As long as there is love, we will stand.
You're my brother, you're my sister.
Take by the hand, together we will work until
He comes. There's no foe that can defeat us when we walk in side by side.
As long as there is love, we will stand.
You are my brother, you're my brother,
you're my sister. So take me by the hand. As long as there is love, we will stand.
But you didn't hold your brother and your sister, because I didn't tell you. Listen to me. Holding somebody is life. My dear, come. Yeah. Do you feel good compared to when you are there alone? Do you feel good? When you hold somebody's life, you are giving the person life.
So being sour man and
Even in medical science, you say when people are not well, and you hold them, and you rub their hands, and you hold them, and things, you will see that you are telling them that, hold on. You are giving them life. That is why sick people usually, they need people around them. When somebody is not well, he needs people around. And when you are is also well, the presence of somebody around you gives you more life. It gives you encouragement. That's why the Bible says that two are better than one. That's why in the wisdom of God, in the wisdom of God, God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will create him what? A helper. So your person by you must be what? A helper. You may think that, oh, I don't need anybody. Who told you? Someone say, who told you?
Find a country at war.
You need somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Even when you have a husband who quarrels with you, a wife, you still need the quarreling to keep on living. It gives life. I'm telling you. You may think it's it gives life. Amen. I had a friend, a schoolmate, and the mother fell ill, died at the age of 88. Within 1 month, the husband, the father, who was also 92, just passed. And yesterday, a friend of mine called me from the U.S. and he said, the mother who has known them for over 60 years said that these two people, when one goes anywhere, he doesn't leave the other. They always are together. So once, she knew that once this one is gone, by the level of closeness and the way they are giving each other life, this other one will go. So it means that the man could have gone a long time ago, but because the woman was there, she was keeping him alive. Are you here with me? So you are probably alive because of a brother, because of a sister, because of the church, because of the preaching, because of the prayer. It's not just your only prayer, because there's somebody around. That's why you must value the people around you. Anytime somebody wants to leave me, I want to make sure, try to do everything. Say, please, I beg you, don't leave me. I beg you, don't ask. I will humble myself. I'll go to them. I will talk. And sometimes when I go, they put my face that on the floor, like putting my face in toilets. And they rub my face and insult me. And so it's okay. That's okay. If you don't like me. But me, I like you. And I tell one of the last Friday, I went to one of the people who have loved the church. And I called, I went, I said, I came to look for you. You are my daughter. I've been preaching for you, to you. I've been praying for you. I thought I've been praying for you. And I love you. You are forever my daughter, even though you have left me. And I prayed for her. Forever. We don't say bye-bye till death separates us. You don't understand. You are there. When you are offended small, when you are unhappy about something small, hasn't your father offended you? Your mother, your brother, some of them, you give them money. You give them money, especially those outside. When they send money down, then you see family member will chop the money. You will chop the money, but you understand, chop the money. But he's still a family member. Then when they call for a family meeting, they say, we bush in the usika kakra, we so obread usika, we do usika. They rubbish the thing because you're a family member. So all I'm trying to say is that family is for life. Family gives strength. Family gives strength. And so if you're in this family, God is giving you a certain kind of life, a certain kind of strength. Me, I'm your family member. Whether you like it or not, I am your family. In my mind, it is settled. It is settled. I love you. Amen. Yeah. And that is how even to marry. That's how to marry. In marriage, you just have, I'm going to get there, but in marriage, when you see, love is not a feeling. Some people say, I don't feel like me. No, I don't feel the way I used to feel for the church is no more that common. No, it's not about feeling. Amen. Feeling is about events. Love is a decision. It doesn't matter what. It's a decision. That's why I say, till death do us part. It's a decision. There may be difficulties, whatever, but you have decided that this is it because your wife is going to change. The guitar shape of your wife will change. The plenty hair your husband used to have, you will go, all will recede. Your wife will see you have achims, achim for Yaruba. And you see the wife that you see your husband has, he used to have six pack, now has a pillow. In front of us is coming, the pillow is the one that is introducing him. He said, hey, are you going to change him because he used to have one pack? Come to your nice boy like this. You think we have all not had the same stomach before? When you see my stomach today, don't laugh at it. Oh, I have had my own was inside, indented stomach. Are you here with me? Yes. So don't laugh at me. Amen. I used to be like you. But you don't know. As you are growing, the stomach muscles there become very relaxed. And so as you put something in, all, then it's distending. It's distending. Then it's distending. You do all the exercise. You do push-ups. You do what I say. I'm not going anywhere. Oh, I am here to stay. So if you are my partner, you must accept it. You must rub it and say, oh.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's how you must like your wife. Amen. She came and she was size 10. And now she's 14. Hold the arm, say, you are pleasantly plump. The Lord has been gracious. Because I did exercise while yeah, and coffee. That's done push up, press up, forward up, and it's not going anywhere. And you must accept her. Your love for her is not because she had a flat tummy. It's not because she was size 10 or 12. Your love for her is that you didn't marry her flesh only. You marry her personality.
Amen.
Is a person. Is a person. Is a person. Amen. You will quarrel. After quarreling, he said, why are you going? You're not going anywhere. We are inside this. What do you mean? You lock that. Why are you going? Have you forgotten the time we said about, I said, I love you. You said, you love me too. And today, he said, I don't feel like. What is the feeling? The feeling is foolishness. It's a foolish feeling. You must stay inside. What are you are going on? He said, I love you. You are inside. Me too, I'm not going anywhere. Where am I going to? Why are you leaving me? Wherever you are going, I'll follow you. Yeah, wherever you are going, I will follow you. Yes. But if you get out, oh, go, you can go. I don't need you. I think you are senseless. You don't understand relationship. You must do everything to pull people around you.
Amen.
Amen. Even when they make their mistakes, help them out of their mistakes. Show them love. Show them kindness. Amen. You are blessed. Do you like the fact that I am with you here? Do you like the fact that I am holding you? And you are also holding me. Me too, I like the feeling. Amen. Amen. The feeling is good.
Amen.
God bless you. Clap for them. Amen. Yeah. May your stomach always be flat.
Amen.
Hey! One day I saw some guy, he had gone to wear Leica. Now some of the men, they even wear something to push their stomach inside. Then when they are talking, they come to us. Guys, let me tell you, some of the ladies, when you see their stomach, after you go and see them in the house, you see that the thing has gone boom like that. So when they are coming, touch them, they are coming to you. You see that the reason why they can't talk like that, their voice have changed. Their voice in the house is a voice different from outside, though, because the title belt they have put inside their tummy, their water. So they are walking there. Hello, hello, sister. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I didn't hear me. No, she can't even eat. Something is mia in the stomach. The moment they get to the house, oh, sometimes even right at the gate, then they take their way. They take this way. Oh, one day after service, got snap bread. After service, I saw that one of my daughters, she said, hey, he has removed that way. I said, empower bread. Ah! A wig. He has removed the wig. Shall remove this and this and that. When they go, then they remove all the title belts. That is where you see the original. Amen. Brother, some of the hips, they are not original. They are added on. Beauty is sold at the market. We call it beauty is sold at the market. And you must accept each phase of it.
Amen.
God bless. Amen. Am I preaching here? Why have you squeezed your face like I'm angry with you? I'm preaching to you, Mr. Quay. It's a preaching.
Amen. So, warrior, a warrior, and our warrior, no. Send your tear piano, I was out in the moon. Say, only Pacroy or Bonio, so you only Pacro Bonio, and Cassette, or don't free me moon. Or don't in free moon, or don't a insus yet. A year, I dear, what do I know a pair more can? Now, oh, yeah. And see, I'm found only said the independent city, and then I dear, or the bear your war, and says, Ocasse, a free me moon. Na se oni pakro no se wo ko ware no no na so yidi patiatia na se afi no waye kese a enu ti hu jana mu na kwa na daddy se ahofe kra no ye ton wo ejom
amen. Attendees are consumers whilst members are contributors.
Omo mo ba asori kwa no omo de omo ba be hwe ade fo na omo a omo wa sori nimu eye mu adwuma no omo na omo de omo hye asori nimu.
So if you are a family member, don't just be a consumer, be a contributor. That's why you must be part of a group in the church, doing something in the church, contributing.
So oba sori afa wo hye ekuo bi mu na ye adwuma.
And I've noticed something, that those who don't contribute, they end up criticizing. There's a saying that an idle hands and idle minds. Idle mind is the workshop of the devil. So Satan is going to use you. But when you are so involved and you are struggling to get things done, you know, so you realize that it helps you to become focused. So from today, may you become a contributor.
Amen.
And if you feel like criticizing, just say no. That is not what God has called me for. In Ephesians 4:16, Bible says that every joint supplieth, maketh increase. So your joint must supply to make increase in the body. From whom the whole body joint and knit together, by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body. Amen. So the part, your contribution will cause the church to grow. End of your contribution will let the church become, the family become stagnant and static. And so we need your contribution. Tell somebody, I need your contribution in the
church. Yen yina ye kambo m near ye juma and a ma asor ne ekosro in tifa wonse asori mu na ye juma ye hia omwa.
And so and a member must speak well of the church.
Now we are sorry ba I was so cast and papa asori no.
If you're a family and you don't speak well of your family, then there's a problem.
So we are busuani now kasa kasapa and for busuan hua. Let's say asemu ho.
Don't ignore the good works that is in your family.
Empo and ne mapa wa wabusyomuno.
By the grace of God in our church, we have a beautiful church, isn't it?
There
are so many things that you see, according to your eyes and according to your attitude, you can see so many things. You can either see good or bad. But may your eyes begin to see good things.
Amen.
Yeah. You see, you can look at your wife, your husband, your children, your parents, and see so many good things. And from today, decide that when you go to a place, let my eyes begin to see good things in the place.
Amen.
Let my eyes see this person. This is a beautiful girl. She has, look at her, have braid here, comb the hair there, look at what she has put there. And when you look at her face critically, someone say critically. Yes.
Yeah,
you say, it's nice. Some of the people you look at, you say, their teeth looks very nice. Hey!
Amen.
You must always have a consciousness of looking at things positive. Bible says things that are true, things that are of good report. Think about these. There are people who are so negative in their mind. Everything they see, the woman say, even when they see water in a glass, say, it is half empty. Instead of half full, they say it's half empty. They are always looking for deductions. Don't look for deductions. Always look for additions. Amen. Always look for good things Amen. In the lives of others.
Amen. What dream no? Anywhere this one, the other dream or what dream no? You know how na Obe can hold them. So Obe sorry na say what dream no? Adie biya ni wa sorry ya. De biya Obe hu niema enyangua. Oh so Oya what dream say? Obe hu niema pano. Na we jai niema enyano. Enye ye catch raw say. Adie biya o ye biya no say. Mpo no say sensio. Ewo kapum na say ensio no enye ma. O di Obe ka say ensio no. Aye ma abedru baby enka se ensio no enye ma enti de patcher ni se emre bia no nya adwempa se de be ya ubehu enema pa.
Now the first symptom of spiritual decline is the inconsistency in your attendance and involvement in the church activity.
So what sorry ba sha se am eso ate a de di kan eye ekwan afa so ba sorry no.
No, I did kind man who said, Who said,
so yeah, ejuma bi mu a to hu si ho.
If you decide that somebody will be your friend, become committed.
So person will be your down for to hu si ho ma onipa kro.
So if you are part of the family of God, you must become committed.
It is say o kan yankopon abusu akuo hu a e wo say won so to hu si ho e
me abusu akuo no. In the church or in a family, there are four main types of commitments.
Well, I sorry mu ana se busu mu no ye wo to hu si ho no mu.
For the church to grow, we need to have more committed people. It's because committed members are the building blocks of a large church. If you want a big house, you must get more building blocks.
So person we see if you can see I was say we nya blocks be brave.
So that to having a mega church and increasing in size is to have more and more very committed people.
Into there ebema wetime nya if you can see na say ubema enipa be brave so abeboa.
The first type of commitment we call them fair weather commitments.
Omo a omu di kan a ye ka say omu etu omu si won eye omo a kire ade no efe anase ode anase emroye mu fo a ombeke nipa ho.
Is the lowest type of commitment.
It
consists of those who are committed when things are going well. Sometimes it's not good even to show people what you have. Because sometimes they relate with you because of what you have.
If you say,
and not because of who you are. Did you get me? Yeah. Sometimes a girl will like you because you have shown her Hezekiah treasure. Or a boy will also like you because you can see that actually your family background, there is this, your father owns this, that. So they get connected, not because of you. So now the relationship becomes contractual instead of covenantal.
Amen.
Yes, contractual. That means that I like you because of this. I like you because of that. So when the thing is not there, they don't like you again. Is that right? I like you, Pat. I like you because your hair is that. But me too weak now. I know too weak now. No, I don't know. Yeah. So in case there's an accident, and then we remove the wig. Yeah. So it is this that makes you likable. I hope you are getting me.
In the you know, never open us.
So fair weather commitment means people like you. Because of the fact that everything is fine. They've seen only your right leg, but they've never seen your left leg. So they've seen only the part where you've been smiling, but the day you were upset, or you corrected, you see, a lot of times you get to know people when you correct them. Yes.
So
they'll be very nice to you till you correct them. Then you will see that, hey, there's an aspect of them which looks like a mad dog. And when a dog is mad, hey, you must be very careful.
Man,
they can kill you. Yeah. They can pounce at you and finish you. I have a dog. If you misbehave, it's coming straight for your neck. Oh yeah. When it jumps, it's coming. When it just it hits you on your chest, you will go down. And as you go down straight, it's holding your neck. Yes. So sometimes that's why there you are even watching it. Yeah, we are watching. The day we have not given the dog much food in the night, even mommy is scared. They say, hey, I'm not too sure. So the dog will be happy all along. But the day that it's hungry, a mad dog, something has gone wrong. You, the owner that you have been feeding, the dog. One day, 2 days, that for some reason, the dog will eat you up. And that's how some people are. After all the good, one day they black out. They erase every good thing. Listen to me. Be determined to rehearse good things that people have done for you. Write it. Catalog it. Say it to yourself. It will help you to relate well with them. Remember the day. He said, oh, but he only gave me a ball of kinky. If he didn't give you that ball of kinky that day, you have been finished. Are you here with me? That encouragement, that prayer, that holding of hands, that visit. Oh, yes. So sometimes when people do things, they say, are you still related? Say, I try to remember. I remember. I do not forget. I try to remember. So even though they may sin some other sins and they may do some other thing, you look at, you try to remember and look at that good, that meal they give you, that shirt they gave you, that pat, that hug, the rubbing of your back, a letter they wrote to you, a prayer they prayed for you, your wedding that they were there, an encouragement that they gave to you. Yeah. He said, I have to do this. Even though you have done something bad to me, or I'm not happy, I am not an unforgetful person. You see, the weakness of forgetfulness leads to wickedness. The weakness. When you become weak in remembering, you see, when you don't remember, you fail. You fail. When you don't remember what you have been taught, you fail. So when you don't remember good things, that's why you must rehearse. You should never forget this woman. Are you looking? Look at me. She's been teaching you work. Is that not it? So one day, whatever you become, you say, Rita Ada, never do her bad in life. Even when she is angry with you, even when she gets angry and slaps you, you absorb the pain. Be unhappy. But never speak evil against her. Because she has given you food to eat before. And she has taught you a profession. And look at how she has helped you to do your hair nice. You are looking nice. Are you getting me? So for all you know, even you getting a husband and everything, and the way you look and all those things, is because of how her investment into your life.
Amen.
You don't understand some things. Are you here with me? That is why Paul told Philemon, he says that you owe me your very life. Yeah? Onesimus is your slave. He has done something. Yes. I will pay you. But also remember. Remember what I've done. You owe me your very life. There are people, you owe them your very life. They are not God, but God used them to do something. You owe your father your very life. Because if your father has spilled his spermatozoon away, where would you have been? That is why you never insult your father. That's why you never get down and say, you daddy, eh? You daddy, eh? If daddy and mommy are fighting, leave them to fight. It's not your fight. It's not your level. You don't cross something. I'm going to my mother. You don't do that. Because there are things that people don't see. You don't know the sins of your mother. And most of the time, the women will talk, nya, 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 and they'll be very emotional. Nya, 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 hey, daddy, so you did this. And you took all the money away. And we're suffering. Do you know where your mother passed? It's a message. Amen. Many men suffer in silence. It's another message. Amen. Am I preaching here? When they take care of the children, everything, they go to Abrochire. And they live there. And they give birth. Who do they come and pick? They come and pick the mother. And the old man is here. And nobody to cook for the man. Nobody. Me, you are not taking my wife anywhere. Yeah. For where? I'm taking my wife where? Either we are going together. I call some of my people who are children have taken. I said, why are you foolish? You've left them. The man pays school fees. He has done this and this and this and that. Yeah, you may need a maternal help over there. But why do you neglect a man? She has gone to live there 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. You want to spoil the marriage. And you are happy. And you are not coming to pick daddy. It's another message.
Man, I was so who no money pe bia wo ho a I was so ka kai ne pa obi aya ma wo na emreya ewo ewo arefie mu ne se ema wotrimu ye den wotrimu ye den se wo ka kai ne obi aya ma wo a ema wo nye boni aye nti retire so se wo be ka kai ne pa obi aya ma wo no ansana wotua ne soka. Amen.
Amen. Fair weather members are people who are committed only when things are going well. You know, and when people fall away when a crisis or problem comes up. You know, as I be in the church, eh? If everybody says every nice things about the pastor, you'll be there. The moment somebody says something bad about the pastor, you say, yeah, you turn away. It means your commitment to the church and to the pastor. It's a fair weather one. Mm. The time he was preaching to you, eh, and prophesying over your life, and lay hands on you, and do not that one, he's a good man. Mm. But the day he corrected you, or the day you heard something bad about him, he's a bad person. It's a fair weather commitment. When no rains, you will come. When you see a cloud small, no weather, and it didn't happen. It rains small drizzle. So small, so weather no dinohuaba. You will not come to church. You are a fair weather committed person. Am I preaching here?
Amen.
Yeah. When you are not well and somebody come and visit you, and maybe we didn't even know. We are not God. You must be able to communicate. And then you get angry. Hey, when I was there, they didn't come, they didn't. Listen, I joined a group. By the grace of God, I joined another ecumenical groups. My birthday, one of the groups, I realized that me, when they are celebrating, I celebrate everybody. 9, 10, 12, 1, 2, 6 o'clock, and nobody has celebrated me. I didn't want to feel offended. Do you know that you can easily feel offended?
Yes.
I do it for others my time. Mm. Then me, myself, I sent onto the page that today is my birthday. And I convert your prayers. Me, I brought myself. Today is my birthday. The moment I sent it, no. Cha. Happy birthday, Bishop. Happy birthday, Bishop. And it's a family. Why is it that birthday greeting should take me away from the family?
But I
wanted them to know that, Chale, today it's a blessing for all of us. Let's celebrate it together. And I am not going to allow this thing to take me away from the church.
Yes.
They are not God. So they may not, maybe the one who has remembered probably didn't remember.
Yes, okay.
Are you getting me? But when they got to know, they quickly
sent messages.
Me too, sometimes I go on the page, because sometimes the platforms, you may not go there 2 days, 3 days or something. But when you go there, you see that challenge, a brother celebrated even 1 week or 1 month, send a message. You don't say it's past. Let the person know that, challenge this. When somebody sends a good comment or whatever, comment on it. Acknowledge it. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
When somebody sends you messages, you realize that missed call or missed message or whatever, for the sake of respect and good relationship, go back and say, oh, brother, I saw your this and sorry I missed your call. But bless you. Amen. Charlie, how? And things like that. And flow. So the person will know that you acknowledge. But if you don't mind, cry, it's a sign of disregard, disrespect. You don't want to have anything to do with the person. It's not a good thing. Am I preaching here?
Amen.
Amen. So number one, don't be a fair weather Christian.
Fair
weather people. The keyboardists, instrumentalists are not there and it's worship. We thank you, Lord. And because there's no instrument, you won't sing. And you won't lift your hand. You don't need instrument to worship God. In your house, when you are worshiping God, do you play instruments?
There be.
It means that you have not been a good worshiper. You are not a good worshiper in your house. That's why you are not a good worshiper in the church. Or today I'm not in a good mood. So I will not lift your hand. Worshiping God does not depend on mood. It's a decision. So when you come to church, one of the ways to worship God is, as I say, you lift your hand to God. I acknowledge you. You are my Lord. You are my life. Even your hand you have lifted is a miracle.
Yes.
It's a blessing. Yes. So show that I'm a miracle. I'm a miracle. I thank you. I praise you and I bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I have four types of commitment, but my time is up. So I have to end my preaching now. Amen. So don't be a fair weather commitment person. Be a friend there. Is that right? Be there for your friends. Be there for your friends. Be there for your family. Be there for your church. Amen. Be there. You are family. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The times that somebody got up and was attacking, they attacked Archbishop Ajinasari, attacked Bishop Dagwood Mills and co. I got up. I faced them on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote the man, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Dagwood Mills. And I started cataloging. Somebody was saying, Archbishop Ajinasari, his miracles are fake. And things like that. You see, fair weather relationship and friendship will keep quiet. If I go and talk, what would they do? Would they come and attack me? If you are related to the person, you stand for the person. And I had to tell them that I myself, before the man was wearing that ring and was ever made a bishop, that when you are made a bishop, there's a bishopric ring you are given, you know, which is a sign, part of your sign of spiritual authority and all those things. That's what we're wearing. He was working miracles before he ever went to India. I have known the man. I've been in meetings that a man that I know, I was there when a cutlass cut his hand. And because of that, his hand was not flexible like that. It affected his nerves, so he couldn't move the hand. I was there when he called the man. And the camera was put on his finger like that. And then when he prayed, all of a sudden, the thing started doing like this. He said that I saw it. So I had to write it. I had to give a testimony of the man's ministry to the world. Fair weather person will not. I've forgotten every relationship. Your relationship is only private but not public. Some of you are only nice privately. But publicly, you can't show that I like the man. I have a relationship with the man. You snub the man. You don't mind. There's a question mark. You're a fair weather person. Where do you go to church? Oh, I fellowship, I attend. You are not attend, you are a member. An attender is a consumer. Amen?
Amen.
And it's a criticizer. An attender. If you attend football match, you are not. But if you're a member, you are part of the playing team. You are in this church, you are a member. Say, I am a member of Spirit. Go and write it yourself. Even go and print it yourself. I am a member. I am a proud member of Springs of Life Chapel. I am a member of the Ghanaian community. I am a Christian. Put it there. Amen. When I went to university, I realized how many Christians were backsliding. It's very easy to backslide in the university community. Because, you see, in school, secondary school, SU and things are there. So you are being moderated. Teachers are there moderating. University, whether you go for lectures or not, nobody minds you. Is that right? The way you live your Christian life. And our time, we had privilege of being two in a room. If you're a sports person like myself, you had even one room. And so that one room, you can use it for all kinds of foolishness. So I had to make myself the people to know that I am a Christian. So even though when I move, I meet with my friends and we greet each other and we are speaking in tongues. We have to share that I am a Christian. This is my stand. Some of you, we don't know whether you're a Christian or not. In your community, when we come and say, that sister that goes to church, he said, which church? They don't know who you are. But you must take a stand. Testimony is take a stand. Let people know that you go to church and that I go to church here. Jonathan Ekuban is my pastor. He's my bishop. I like him. I like his preaching. Yes. Oh, he's a bad person. We heard this and this. I say, your hearing is about you. It's what you have there. That's why Jesus asked Peter. You see, for you to relate with anybody, this is my final point. Listen to me. You must be convinced as to who the person is by yourself. So Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? That's what's the opinion of people. He said, some say you are Jeremiah, some say you are Elijah, and all those. He said, okay, fine. But who do you say that I am? Then Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Then Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon by Jonah. Flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father. Which means that God the Father must reveal somebody to you by means of the Holy Spirit. That's how you become a Christian. God the Father must reveal Christ to you by means of the Holy Spirit so that you know that you know that you know that Jesus is your Lord and your Savior. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
And so you must be convinced that I am in a good church. You must be convinced that you have a good pastor. You must be convinced that you have good friends, good brothers and sisters. They may not be perfect. My father may not be perfect. My father is my father. My pastor may not be perfect, but my pastor is my pastor. My children may not be perfect, but my children are my children. You think I don't know that you are not perfect? You think I don't know that you have been having sex around? You think I don't know that you steal sometimes? You think I don't know that you do some funny thing? You think I don't know you do 419? God knows all that we do, but he has not killed us. He is merciful unto us, and he keeps teaching us as well. How many parents don't know the foolishness of their children? And yet, they encourage them, and they pray for them, and they help them out. Can I have an amen? Amen. So when you sit there, you see my weakness, I also know yours. And let's all stay inside. And let's build ourselves up.
Amen.
We are family.
Amen.
I'm not going anywhere. You are not going anywhere. You didn't say amen.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You point mine, I point yours, and we stay together. For life. Because we are not perfect. So stay here. Tell somebody, this is my church. You are my brother. You are my sister. The Lord brought us together. Amen. The Lord brought us together. You see, when somebody's your brother, you didn't choose a brother. You can choose a friend, but your brother was given to you by God. Your sister was given to you by God.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are blessed. Tell somebody, I love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Say, whatever you do, I still like you. Amen.
Amen.
That's why I can absorb all your foolishness. I can absorb all the nonsense.
Yeah,
we can do all kinds of things. It's not a license. That's why I keep telling you, Charlie, if you go and fool, misbehave, come home.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are still a family member. Don't run away and say, I'm going to some. My daddy will whip me. Yes, come. We'll whip you after whipping you and stay in the house.
Amen.
Amen.
Come,
let's stay in the house. This is our church. This is our family. We are not going anywhere. We are created for community. We are fashioned for what? Fellowship and formed for what? Family.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hand and say, Lord, I thank you for the gift of life and for making me a part of the body of Christ. A
part of the body of Christ.
And also making me
a member
of this local church.
Springs
of Life Chapel International.
Springs of Life Chapel International.
May your blessings that you have ordained for this church
become my portion.
Let my heavens be open. Pour forth rain over me. Let my life become like a watered garden. Ever fruitful and ever flourishing. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in my life. I need you, Lord.